USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered martial law on Wednesday for four illegally annexed Ukrainian regions, doubling down on a faltering invasion he described as very difficult. In a tacit acknowledgement that another stinging battlefield defeat may be unfolding, his forces organized evacuations of civilians from one of the first major cities they seized. With the Ukrainian counteroffensive grinding toward Kherson, the battle for the southern city of more than 250,000 people, industries, and a major port is a pivotal moment for Ukraine and Russia heading into winter, when front lines could become largely frozen for months. Russia's increasingly tenuous hold on Kherson and the wider region of the same name, as well as Putin's martial law order, were more signs that the nearly eight-month-old invasion was not going as planned. British Prime Minister Liz Truss stands defiant against calls to resign. Truss faced her critics during a stormy session of Parliament on Wednesday, telling members she's a fighter, not a quitter.
I have made mistakes. But the right thing to do in those circumstances is to make changes, which I've made, and to get on with the job and deliver for the British people.
The parents of a 15-year-old boy accused of killing five people in a North Carolina shooting rampage released a statement saying they are overcome with grief and saw no warning signs before the killings. The statement Tuesday by Allen and Elise Thompson also confirmed that one of Austin Thompson's five victims on Thursday night was his own 16-year-old brother, James. Witnesses described in 911 calls that the shooter opened fire with what appeared to be a shotgun in a neighborhood northeast of downtown Raleigh and along an adjacent walking trail. My son Austin inflicted immeasurable pain on the Raleigh community, and we are overcome with grief for the innocent lives lost, the statement said. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Newly obtained police body camera video shows Tampa police officers arresting confused and stunned convicted felons for allegedly voting illegally in the 2020 election. "I voted," Ramona Oliver can be heard saying on police body cam video. "I got out. The guy told me that I was free and clear to go vote or whatever because I had done my time," she said. Oliver's attorney says she received a voter registration card and thought she was eligible to vote. The videos, first reported by the Tampa Bay Times, provide a fresh glimpse into a far-reaching state operation earlier this summer to crack down on supposed voter fraud. Ukraine asks for help from Israel.
The Ukrainian government sent Israel an official request Tuesday for air defense systems that will allow it to counter Iranian ballistic missiles and Iranian attack drones used by Russia in Ukraine. The Iranians are defying a UN resolution by providing the weapons to Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay says that serious consideration should be given to removing Dan Snyder as the owner of the Washington Commanders.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough. But it's gravely concerning to me. The things that have occurred there over the last 20 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.